Coach Legan's going to throw on the headset here, and we will we'll get his thoughts. 3-0.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yeah, we got it. Special. I got you. I know how to do it. We're good.
There we go. Now we got him working. The 3-0, a 13-point victory. You led by 20 there in the second half. I thought really your team dictated how this game was played from start to finish.
Yeah. To be honest, it was one of those things. You know, we got up 20, and it was just one of those things where I wasn't worried. And it sounds bad, but I wasn't too worried that I didn't think they'd come back and give us a chance. So I wanted to see some guys be able to play. And getting Thomas in there to make some plays and see him ball a little bit in that first half, shoot some threes, that's going to be his role. Thomas will probably have a little bit bigger of a role. We just got to get him back into things. And I'm just trying to figure out this bugaboo with Wanze and try to get him going and rolling and try to get him playing. I mean, he does the right thing. He's just, you know, foul trouble at each game. So the last couple of games have been 4 fouls, and that's put a hinder on things. And then we got to, you know, Ollie and V, that 1-2 combo is going to really help us. He goes 5-9, and V gets 7 rebounds. So we got to make sure we're doing a good job there.
Another double-double for Tyler Harris, and I know you hate when I bring it up about how talented and how smooth he is, but one of the things I mentioned to Swag tonight was, you know, he played 33 minutes and didn't look like he was tired at all. Like, he looked like he could have played 40. How has that impacted you and your rotations in depth with the number of people that you have, and that we saw different lineups and the versatility that you have this year as opposed to the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to try to mix and match, but it's also difficult because everybody wants to play and think they should be playing 40 minutes. And so, you know, it's what happens as you keep getting better players, and that's the goal. You want to have better players. You want your guys to want to play, but then you also got to teach them. And a lot of these guys, you know, want to play 30 minutes a game, and you only get 200 minutes, you know. And so you're trying to win each game. Every game's different, but everybody wants to play. So, you know, we got to make sure we're handling all those egos and those things the right way. And we got to be honest with some of these guys. And when you have a good game, you're going to play a lot. And so it's how about this? It's better than having to play 5 guys 40 minutes. And
exactly.
So I don't mind that at all. You know, I'll figure that piece out. But we have some really good players. You know, I looked over one time, and we had Chris. We had Tyler. We had Vukashin, and we had Tyler Harris. We had both Tylers on the bench. We had Vukashin and Chris Austin. So you look at those 4 guys and be like, we could sub you guys back in and feel really comfortable. And you look over, and then you got Noah Jordan, who could do a lot of good things, and, you know, his versatility. And you got a kid like Ali or V sitting over there. And so you could do a lot of different things. And Thomas is an X factor. He's also a wild card because, you know, he hasn't been, you know, asked to do too much his first 2 years in college. And this year we want him to do a little bit more. He's very talented, very skilled, and we're just trying to get him there piece by piece. He had an injury this last week, but he's back, and it was good to see him out there and get a basket.
The run there at the end of the first half and then into the second half where you pushed a 2-3-point game to a 20-point game, you heard me commenting there. There were no turnovers committed.
You jinxed us, man. Yes,
I'll take the heat for
goodness.
That. But you got all the way to the third media timeout in the second half, had not committed a turnover. I imagine – you know, reinforcing, just showing the guys the videos, this is how good we can be when we just do what we're supposed to do.
I mean, if you give it, you know, I don't count that last one. That was kind of Bush League, but, you know, they were trying to dribble the clock out. So we really had 16. I don't count 17. And so, but, you know, you want your guys to play free and easy, but you also want them to start figuring out what a good pass is, what a good play is, and hey, we got this play set up. We don't need to do anything different. We know we're going to get a good look. Let's just run this play. And so, I give our guys freedom to do almost anything basketball-wise on the floor. You know, I want them to have fun. I want them to be creative. Basketball is a beautiful game, and it's not something that you could X and O it to death. So you got to let your guys play with freedom and creativity. And sometimes that comes with, when you get better players, they're more creative than some of the we're going to run this, and this. But some of these guys get creative. Tyler Robinson sees plays that no one else sees at times, and so he'll throw a pass and, you know, it's there, but the other guys on the floor didn't see it. And so we got to get him to the place where he's understanding, which he does. He does. He does a great job of that. And, you know, everybody wants to make the play for the next guy. So I'm not too upset with some of these turnovers, but we got travel. We had a tough charge call, I believe, a couple travels. And so as you go back and watch him, a lot of those things are unselfish plays.
I think, you know, I talked tonight before the game, Coach, about having your offense help your defense, and those live ball turnovers in the first 2 games were really, you know, killed your defense at times. But tonight, I didn't think there was many live ball turnovers. Like you mentioned, there were some travels, an offensive foul. But when you had that stretch when you weren't turning it over, your defense was outstanding. I mean, I think they were shooting in the 20% range. Yes. You were able to get set, talk, communicate, and I thought from a game plan, your guys really executed. A team that really runs some really good offense and has a lot of different shooters, so not an easy team to play against.
Not at all. We're very prepared. You know, it's one of those things where we understood, you know, what coming into this game, what it was going to be like, how physical they were going to be. You knew they were going to be revved up for the game. They just got it. You know, they just played a tough game the game before. They beat us last year. They felt really good about it. And so, you know, we were kind of looking forward to this game as a game where we could see where we're really at. You know, we had a great game against Long Beach, and then we came back, and I thought we played well. But, you know, when you go back and watch it, you did play well with the turnovers. But then, like you said about those live ball turnovers, is one of those things where he just made a half-court shot, Vince. Too bad it didn't count. But like you said, we had I think, 9 turnovers in the first half, and 8 of those were all dead ball turnovers, mm-hmm. except Tyler Harris's when he drove into the paint. And so when you see that and you see how you play, you know, they can't get out in transition and go score on us, you feel really good about it. And so our defense, I mean, second half we held them to 28% from the field. It was even probably worse than that because they made some shots at the end.
Yep.
And they got a couple layups where we were trying not to foul. So, I mean, you hold a team to 31% and 28% from three, and you're thinking, okay, and you don't put them to the line. I think, you know, that's good success for rebounding. And the way we've done practices, and you've been to some, Joel, so have you, Swags. And so, you know, we really put a big emphasis on defense. And so I think those, you know, I got to sit back sometimes, and I got some good people around me that I can call and ask and, you know, and talk to about it. And they said, your offense is going to come. You're an offensive coach. You're going to do that. But your defense needs to be up because that's where you've flacked as a coach.
Well, one thing I think pointing out again that you focused on throughout the entire summer is the rebounding, and to see 9 different guys grab a rebound again tonight, that tells you a lot about the focus, not just being on 1 or 2 guys got to go get rebounds, but everybody is going in there and fighting for balls.
Yeah, no, I mean, you look at it and you got, you know, you look at it and you just played the, you know, and out of the Big West, these are the top 2 rebounding teams out of Long Beach State and this team. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, obviously the WCC is one of the top leagues in the country, but you're playing against a team that battles on the glass, that fights. And so those are good looks for us. And, you know, we'll play who we play. But I love having the fact that we out-rebounded the top 2 teams in the league. And I just watched a team last night in Long Beach State going out-rebound, you know, DePaul by 15. Yep. And so you look at that and you say you out-rebounded that team. At times I called our assistants and said, is this the same team that came to our gym? Because I'm glad we played them first.
Yeah.
But, no, you look at that and you're always comparing and watching other teams play and seeing, you know, instilling things and seeing what we can do. And, you know, you watch that team and you watch this team on film, and, you know, they had 24 offensive rebounds their very first game, this UC Riverside team. They had 24 offensive rebounds. And so you do a good job on the glass, I think you have a chance to win. You don't turn the ball over, especially with, I think, the firepower we have. The offense is going to come. I'm not worried about it. There will be games where we don't shoot the ball. I mean, we had 4 threes tonight.
Yep. They weren't giving you threes. They don't give a lot of threes.
No.
And I was impressed that guys weren't forcing threes. The threes that you took were all really good looks.
Yeah, and we had one at the end of the shot clock, but you know, and we had a couple that I thought we missed on kickouts. But, you know, you live with that kind of thing because you're asking your guys to make plays to the rim. We got guys that could finish at the rim this year. I think we're shooting 66% or something to the basket.
Yeah. Tennessee State is here Wednesday to close out the opening homestand. They play in the Ohio Valley, which is another good mid-major conference. So what sort of challenge do they bring here Wednesday night?
Well, they'll probably be one of the most athletic teams we play all year. They get up and down. They got 2 of the best athletes. I just imagine number 25 from Long Beach State having 2 of them. They got 2 of those guys, and they get up and down. They're going to pressure you a lot. They're going to try to turn you over. They're going to put you in a lot of tough situations because they could do a lot of different things offensively, and they got a lot of high major transfers that started at schools. I mean, so we have our hands full. You know, a lot of people know about this team, but they're really good. And so, you know, we have our hands full. The coach is a really good coach, and, you know, I'm looking forward to the game. It's at home, so I'm looking forward to that. But it's a very good team, and we better have our A game or we're going to get ran out of the gym by this team.
Well, it should be exciting. Love to see things settling in here. Way to start the season at home, taking advantage of guarding the Child Center. It'll be Wednesday night, 6 o'clock tip, 5:30 pregame. We'll be here looking to go 4-0 to start the season before their first road trip to the University of Nevada at Reno. Head coach Shante Leggins, congratulations again. Thanks so much for stopping by. We'll see you practice this week, and then right back at it Wednesday night, looking to go 4-0.
Of course. And then tomorrow, if you have some free time and you're hanging out on the bluff, come support our soccer team and cross your fingers, light candles, do whatever you can. Let's get some home games for our soccer team. Go Pilots.